I'm developing with bass, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Itmar. Might select this Itmar. Esrik shenikvu achbarim. Esrik that was that achbarim were nibbled at it. Amar Rav ein ze hoda. So Rav says that it's not hoda. Not hoda. So it's possible. Frag the Gemara ini. Rav Chanina matlo v'men ofik ba. Rav Chanina used to nibble at the esrik also, and then he would use it. So you see that just because the esrik got nibbled at, it's not possible. Frag the Gemara ul Chanina kashim as nisim. It's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that chaser is possible if Rav Chanina had bitten a piece out of the esrik, so it's chaser. So how could Rav Chanina say that it's okay? So the Gemara says, "Bishlamo mes nisin Rav Chanina lekasha." That's not a kasha. Can be yom tefishin, can be yom tefsheni. The psul of chaser is only yom tefishin. Rav Chanina held the psul of chaser is only yom tefishin, and Rav Chanina was yom tefsheni. So that's not a problem. Elul Rav kasha, but there's still a kasha on Rav from Rav Chanina. Rav said that if Achbarim nibble at the Esrik, it's possible. It's not Hodr. And Rav Chanina used to nibble at the Esrik. So what's the worst kasha? Maybe Rav said that it's possible only the first day. Same thing Rav said, Ainz Hodr. Maybe it's only possible the first day. Who says it's possible the other days? Who doesn't say in Rav that it's possible the other days? Maybe Rav also said it's only possible the first day. So Rashi addresses this. And Rashi says, "Ela l'Rav." You have it. We were talking to Rashi before. Bishlam asnis n'Rav Chanina lekasha. When the Mishnah of Chos says on a kasha n'Rav Chanina, because masnis and v'yom tefishin shli kechosim in atayru v'idun l'kichatama d'chsev l'kachdem l'kichatama v'yom tefishin nafag b'Rav Chanina afagav b'le'ayasholim. The din of l'kichatama is only v'yom rishin, like it says l'kachdem mechem v'yom rishin. So that's not a kasha Rav Chanina. But from Rav is a kasha. Rav is a kasha Rav Chanina. It says Rashi, Ela l'Rav. Domer ein ze hodor, that's already a kasha Rav Chanina. Dafilu b'sheni nami l'Rav le'nofik. Because according to Rav, that nikvu achborim, that if the esrog was nibbled at, it's not a hodor, not being a hodor is possible even beyond to sheni. Do a mitzvah hadura ba'inon ha'il umaske shem shemayim olav. Because even beyond to sheni, eating a mitzvah hadura, since you mask Hashem Shemayim Olav, you have to have a mitzvah hadur. Kira Omer Bereish Pirkin, like it says at the beginning of the parak, Yovish Posul, Leishno Biyom Tefishin, Leishno Biyom Tesheni, Vul Kimno, and we explain, the Be'in and Hodav Aleko. So Rashi explains, Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara is saying, Melech Chod, the Tzul of Choser, that comes from the Kichatama, that's only Biyom Arishin, Vul Kachtam is going on Biyom Arishin. But the Psul of Hodav is even Yom Tesheni, because the Psul of Hodav has to do with you need mitzvah adura. I'm just paraphrasing Rashi. Since you mask Hashem Shemayim Olav, you need mitzvah adura. And that we saw at the beginning of the parak that Yovish is possible called Shiva, because Hodr is Noye called Shiva. So Mele is the Kasha, Rav and Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara answers, Shani Achbarim de Meisi. That Rav, when Rav said Ein Zahodr, he didn't mean that it's not Hodr just because it was nibbled at. He means because it's Achbarim when nibbled at. Rav Chanina was not a mouse. So that didn't make it most. That didn't make it not hoda. That's still hoda. But Rav was saying that if achbarim nibble at it, that's already a psul called shiva. So if you look at this here, first of all, according to Lachar, it's mavur in the sugya lehadya. At least the way Rashi learns the sugya, that there's a chiluk between the psul of chaser and the psul of hoda. The psul of chaser is only the first day, and the psul of hoda is noyeg called shiva. First in this Lachar, the way Rashi at least. Where Rashi learns the sugya, that's mufurish yaitzim mitaycha sugya. That's, by the way, that's what's machriach Rashi to learn. That the psul of chaser is not the psul of hodr. It's a different kind of psul. It's a psul of lekichatama. Because the Gemara itself is being mechalik between chaser and hodr. Chaser is only b'yom rishon, and hodr is called shiva. Al korchach, chaser is not a psul of hodr. In this sugya, the way Rashi learns the sugya, in the sugya itself is muchuch, that chaser is not a psul of hodr. It's a separate psul of lekichatama. Which is a nidun in Rishayim. It's also Mabu and Rashi that the reason why Hodr is Noyeg called Shiva, why is it Taka different than Chaser? Chaser is only Biyom Rishon, Kachdem Chamayom Rishon. Why is Hodr called Shiva? The same question that Taisus asked by us, the same question we talked about yesterday. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says because maske shem shemayim olu differ by inin mitzvah hadur. Rabbi Rashi does not mean the pasuk of pre-Eitz Hadar. Pre-Eitz Hadar, you don't need any maske shem shemayim olu. See, a pre-Eitz Hadar is absurd. Suggests a concept that the esrik has to be pre-Eitz Hadar and maybe makshinim a little esrik. Unfortunately, this Rashi that it's a different psul. It's a psul of, it's not the psul of the esrik the kapsul of pre-Eitz Hadar. Rather, it's a different kind of psul that you need a mitzvah hadura ha'ilu maske shem shemayim olu. So Chayr Rashi means it's analogous to what? To Zekeli Van Veil. This Rashi parallels really our Rashi. What do we see in our Rashi? We were Medayak in our Rashi, but in this Rashi maybe it's even in a way more Mufurish than our Rashi. We were Medayak in our Rashi. The Rashi says the Psulov that you need a Hodah Kol Shiva because you need Zekeli Van Veil. And since it's a mitzvah, Agam Zekeli Mikdush, but it's a mitzvah, therefore you need to have Zekeli Van Veil. So we learned up Pshat in the Rashi. That Rashi is addressing Tosfos' question. Why is Lechem only the first day? And Hodor's all 7 days. Says Rashi, Lechem's only the first day because that's an Esrik Dikadin. That's the Lulav Esrik Dikadin, and that's learned out from the Pasuk, and the Pasuk's only Biyom HaRishon. But Hodor Kol Shiva, that's not an Esrik Dikapsul. That's a Psul, a Mitzvah Dikapsul. All Mitzvahs have to be Zekeli Van Veil. And Zekeli Mikdush is also a Mitzvah. It's not, doesn't have Dine Lulav Esrik, but it's also a Mitzvah. So Mele, it has to be Zekeli Van Veil. That's how we read into the Rashi. This Rashi says it's a beferish. This Rashi says it's a beferish. I don't need Chosr. Chosr is not Pasuk Kol Shiva because it's learned out from the Pasuk of Zekeli Van Veil. Chosr is not Noy Kol Shiva because it's learned out from Lekachtem Lechem, and Lekachtem Lechem is Biyom HaRishon. But Hodr, you have to have Kol Shiva because since it's Nikra Shem Shemayim Olav, meaning it's a mitzvah. So we'll talk a second about what it is exactly, but since it's a mitzvah, and since it's a mitzvah, it has to be a mitzvah hadur. Why? That doesn't need pre-Eitz Hadar. That's not mitzvah hadur. Because it's a mitzvah, and mitzvahs have to be muhudaris. Because there's a pasuk, Zekeli Van Veil, it's not a lefon of a mitzvah. That a mitzvah has to be a mitzvah hadur. So that those two Rashis parallel each other. Also, I think there's a somewhat of a diuk here in the Rashi. Maybe it's not a diuk exactly, but the way we worked through the sugya yesterday, Rashi Shita yesterday, came out that this issue of whether you need whether Zekeli Van Veil is a psul kol shiva, does everybody agree to that? That Zekeli Van Veil is, again, we're in Rashi. The psul of Zekeli Van Veil, the psul of Hodr kol shiva, which according to Rashi is a psul of Zekeli Van Veil, mitzvah adur. Is that something that all Amaroyim agreed to? No, we said not. We saw that the Moshe Rav and Daf Lamed Aleph says the psul of Yovish is not because of Zekeli Van Veil, it's only because of the Xeris HaKosov of Makshin and Lulav Lester. Of Priyat Hadar, which is only Biyom HaRishon. The Mishar Yomim Rav apparently holds that Yovish is kosher. He doesn't care about Zekeli Van Veil. Zekeli Van Veil Rav holds not a psul. I'm sure it's Lechat Chilah, but it's not a psul. So this concept that you need a mitzvah dura, it seems to be a machlokes amiroyim. And what's a tolin? What did we say yesterday? What is this hinge on? The question of whether you need Zekeli Van Veil kol shiva now? Kaposik v'toni. Do you hold from Kaposik v'toni? The stom of the Gemara at the beginning of the sugya that says you need a hodah kol shiva, that's because the stom of the Gemara holds it kaposik v'toni. So the Mishnah says yovish is posel and it's kaposik v'toni loish ne yom tefish and loish ne yom tefsheni. So the stom of the Gemara says it must be that you need hodah kol shiva because it's a keli van veil. But it's only because we have that hechrech of kaposik v'toni. But according to Shmuel at the end of the sugya, Shmuel Rava who agrees to Shmuel is that Rava l'shitasa, they don't have kaposik v'toni. They hold that Gozel, for example, is only Berishan, not Besheni. So there's no hechech that Yovish is Pasuk Kol Shiva. And there's no reason to be Mechadish. They don't have anything compelling them to be Mechadish, this din, that you need to hold the Kol Shiva, that Zekeli Raveh was a psul. And I said yesterday that I think that's how you have to read the Gemara at the beginning of the Sugya. When the Gemara says, Bishlama Yovish, the reason why it's Pasuk Kol Shiva is because Be'in and Hodor Veleka, the Gemara doesn't mean, you know, Bishlam Yovish obviously is possible Kol Shiva because everybody knows that you have to have Hodr Kol Shiva. That's not the way to read the Gemara. That's not the way to be Matim the Gemara. The Gemara is saying Bishlam Yovish, if it's Kaposik V'Tani, we could live with that because we could posit, we could be Mechadish that there's a psul of Hodr Kol Shiva of Zekeli Van Veil. But it's not something the Gemara knows as an axiom. So the Gemara is saying that we could say, you know, Bishlam Yovish, we could explain that since we could explain the Kaposik V'Tani, Yovish is possible Kol Shiva because we could say that this is psul hadar kol shiva, but not that we have. But if you don't have kaposik v'tani, then you don't have to say that. And in fact, Shmuel and Rav in fact doesn't say that. So I think there's a diakal in this Rashi also that's Rashi. In this Gemara, the Gemara here also says you need hold the kol shiva. The Gemara is assuming over here that you need hold the kol shiva. That's the Gemara's kasha. Rav said it ain't a hodah, it's a kasha. If it's ain't a hodah, it's a postle. It's psulka. Should be postle kol shiva. How come Rav Chanina was matbil of achol? So this Gemara over here in Daf Lamed Vav is going to have is going like the Gemara by Yosef Kaposik Vatani. This Gemara must hold from Kaposik Vatani. So it's very meduic that when Rashi wants to explain this Gemara is a summation that a hodah is possible called Shiva. So first of all, Rashi can't just take it for granted. He has to send you to the Gemara by us. And he quotes the whole thing of Leishna Yom Tavishin, Leishna Yom Tavishin. He quotes the Diak of Kaposik Vatani. Rashi has to. I mean, I'm not saying it's like, maybe Rashi could have done it anyway. But I'm saying Rashi has to quote our Gemara. Because this assumption that the Gemara here is making that you need a hodah called Shiva, that's not a Pashat assumption. Rav, in fact, doesn't even agree to it. Not a Pashat assumption. So where does it come from, this notion that needs a Kelim Veil Kol Shiva? Only from Kaposik Vatani. Because this Gemara also subscribes to the Diak of Kaposik Vatani. So therefore, Rashi builds the Gemara's question on Kaposik Vatani. And he quotes, like we say, Bereish Pirka, that there's a Diak, Leishna Yom Tavishin, Leishna Yom Tavishin, there's a Diak of Kaposik Vatani, that Yavesh is possible Kol Shiva. So you see in the Mishnah of Yavesh, if you hold Kaposik Vatani, that there's a Psil Hodr Kol Shiva. And I think there's a further Diak. Rashi's Vukimna, the Vina Hodr Velek. Kimna means it's like because the Mishnah says so we have to make a not ukimta in the sense of saying a certain case, but we have to say an ukimta, we have to say a hypothesis that it must be that the psul hadar kol shiva. The lashon of ukimna, it means it's not a davar pashut that there's a psul hadar kol shiva. It's a kimna. We have a mission that says Doshni Yom Tavishnu Yom Tavishnu Yom Tavishnu. Why? The psulim of the pasuk are only the Yomarishan. Lukach demuchem Yomarishan. Vul kimna. So we explained the Mishnah. The way we dealt with the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak was by saying that there's a psul hadar kol shiva. So I think it's meduyik in the Rashi also. In this Rashi is hakam meduyik that this when the Gemara by us at the beginning of the parak says that hadar ba'inah kol shiva, it's not an axiom. That's not something that the Gemara knows a priori. That's something the Gemara says to explain the Mishnah. That's what I'm reading. That's what I see in the Lashon of Ukimna. It's something the Gemara. It's like a teretz for the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Gozel and Yovish, so it's a kasha in both. Why Gozel and why Yovish? The pasuk says Be'em Rishon. Says the Gemara Bishlama Yovish. I have a teretz Ukimna. We could say a teretz because you need a hodah kol shiva, but it's a teretz. Teretz means it's a chiddush. That's a pashut. But because of the pressure of the mission that says that there's a psul yavesh kol shiva, so kimna we can say a teretz that you need to have hodah kol shiva. But what about gozel? So then we have to say mitzvah babaver, and that's the rest of the sugya. So that's what Rashi's quoting over here as well. That this gemara is going also kaposik v'tani. So this gemara, and that's the thrust of the gemara's question. How, if ain't a hodah, so it should be possible all 7 days, because after all the mishnah says yavesh and it's kaposik v'tani. V'kimna, the only way to explain that is to posit that there must be a psul hadar kol shiva because you need zekeli v'anveyu, which is mitzvah dura, and so on. So the whole thing really is in the Rashi, and maybe the Gemara says so nigbuach marim is also not a hadar. So why how could Rav Chanina be matul v'achal? And the Gemara answers, well, Rav Chanina wasn't achbarim different, and if a person eats it, it doesn't lack in hadar. So I think it's very smack. If you read the Rashi here carefully, it's not much resonant. Everything we said yesterday is you could see it in this Rashi. What other Nakuda? Yeah.
If the Gemara could have understood either way that the Psul Yavish could either be for the first day or for all 7 days,
right,
then why does the Gemara automatically assume that the Mishnah is at all talking about all 7 days? Maybe the entire Mishnah is talking about only the first day.
So that's Kaposik Petani. That's Agamara. Agamara says Kaposik Petani. That's the Gemara's deal, Kaposik Petani. The Mishnah is not Mechalik. Shmuel doesn't think that that's such a big deal.
Maybe the Mishnah is not Mechalik, meaning that the Mishnah is only talking about the first day.
I mean, good, so Shmuel holds like you, but Rabbi Ami, the Stam and the Gemara holds that Kaposik of Tani, the Mishnah doesn't sound like it's only talking the first day. You're not wrong. Shmuel holds like you.
So wouldn't it be better for the Gemara to say that the Mishnah is consistent? That's what...
Yeah, but some of the Gemara holds that it doesn't say that. If it meant Be'emarishim, it would have said Be'emarishim. And the Gemara says kapasik v'tani. That's like bedrock. You know, the Gemara says kapasik v'tani. That's a given. The Gemara is medayek kapasik v'tani. The Mishnah says categorically luluv ayovish pasul. The Gemara thinks that that means that it's pasul kol shila. And Shmuel says it's not a diuk. I think that's bedrock. You can't go deeper than that. You know, do we have a machlekes the Gemara whether or not to be medayek kapasik v'tani?
If the Gemara had a reason to say that,
what?
If the Gemara had a reason to say that, that's after the psul yavish was kol shila. So then kapasik v'tani is the introduction to a question. We know that the psul yavish is kol shila, but then how come?
Equating psul yavish and psul kosher. We don't have a reason then why would we assume that the Mishnah is talking about kosher. We should just say the Mishnah, the entire Mishnah is talking about psul of only the first day, because we already, the Gemara in the Hagam, already knew. Okay, that's also, you're not wrong either, because Tosis has a tzad to read the Gemara that way. Tosis, the bottom Tosis, has a tzad to read the Gemara that Yavish is axiomatic. That we know for sure that Yavish is possible kol shiva, because that the Gemara just knows that Hadar is kol shiva. And the Gemara's diuk in Gozel, you know, Tais discusses, when do you say kapasik v'tani, when don't you? He says, maybe the diuk of kapasik v'tani, sort of the opposite, is from the fact that it says Gozel next to Yavish, and everybody knows the Yavish is possible kol shiva. So maybe Gozel must be possible kol shiva as well. So Tais has it's hard to read the kapasik v'tani along those lines. Yeah, but Rashi doesn't learn that. Rashi not, it's not, we don't have to learn it that way. And Rashi not going to learn that way. There's one other thing. This is a funny Rashi. What's this Maske Shem Shemayim Olam? Very flowery Rashi. No, Maske Shem Shemayim Olam. So therefore, you need to be in the mitzvah Adura. You should say, there's a Kelev Aveh, like Rashi says about us. So it's so funny. Maske Shem Shemayim Olam. So it's interesting. You look at Rashi before. V'arav Chanina Matbul V'Nofik. Towards the top of the Omer. V'Nofik. Says Rashi. He would take a bite, and then with the rest, he would be yotzei dechevasei u'mevarech alav. What does Rashi want with the mevarech alav? So he would make a bracha on him. Why is that negated to pshat and gemara? So, you know, Mashgaf Rishayin, I thought, I don't think this is true, but Mashgaf Rishayin, I thought, he'd be like, two Rashis go together. Rashi understood that this din of mitzvah hadura beinon, that zekele v'aveh was a psul, it's only mitzad, it's only because you're making a bracha on it. So when you're making a bracha on it, you mask Hashem Shemayim Olav, so that you can't do if it's not the mitzvah hadura. But if it wouldn't be for the bracha, then it wouldn't be a psul. But I find that very hard to believe. So when the Mishnah says Yavish is posul, b'shar yomim, kapasim v'tani, Yavish is posul kol shiva, it means only posul the bracha. But you yaitse the mitzvah. Just the bracha is no good. But the mitzvah itself, you yaitse. That's very hard to find. It very hard to believe.
We have a precedent for that when it comes to the Gemara on Daf. When the Gemara is talking about the b'shas of chak, they would take the lulav, and they didn't have anything else.
Right.
So there's whole there machlokes between Rav and Rav about whether or not
they would make a bracha.
But
this is something else.
So it could be that Yavish is really nicker than the works, but wouldn't make a bracha on it. And therefore, the Shas of Chag, the Rambam says you make a bracha on it.
You're talking about a little bit of stock of puzzle, but since it's Shas of Chag, maybe you could use it without a bracha, or with the bracha. He was saying something else. He's saying that Yavish really is not a psul, even as Zekeli Vaveu. Zekeli Vaveu is not a psul. It's only a psul, Lagabi the bracha. Now, when the Mishnah says Yavish is puzzle, it means Lagabi the bracha. It's only possible to go with the bracha. Like you're not going to the bracha, you know. I don't believe this could be pshat. So, but what is pshat? Epis Rashi is saying. Yeah.
Maybe. Since an aster has to be prayed its chada, therefore you can't use it as something for a mitzvah if it's not chada. So we're just bringing a lie that you would require over it. Therefore, it must still be
Hadar
and still good Esther. He's bringing a second raya.
He's bringing raya
at
what?
That it's still Hadar and it's still good
Esther. You're the first Rashi. You're saying the first Rashi, that the Mevarach Olav just a raya that he really, that he wasn't like a Shasat Chak, not really being Yotzi kind of.
What I'm saying is Hadar by Esther is different.
But you're not explaining the second Rashi about Maske Shem Shemayim Olav.
Yes.
I mean, we could divorce the two Rashis, but. You're saying the Rashi before just was making the point that when Rav Chanina matul v'ochal, you might think matul v'ochal means, you know, he took a bite out of it, then he realized that was his last estrich, so he took it not to be yotzi, just, you know, shlech tishtakach teres esrich. So Rashi, no, that's not the pshat. He was mamish mevorachal, he was mamish yotzi, they claim his mitzvah. Yeah, maybe for that Rashi. But this other Rashi about Maske Shem Shemayim Olav is still a strange Rashi.
So this Rashi here could be sort of qualifying the Rashi on Chavtasan days. In other words, this is really the main Svara, and what all Rashi is saying is not that only the bracha becomes pasul. Since it's a mitzvah, since it's a chashu shal mitzvah, which requires a bracha on it, therefore it's a more chashu type of mitzvah, and you can't use something which is
I think that's the pshat. I think Rashi means like this. What Rashi is addressing is the following. After we already saw, Rashi Shita is that all the psulim that say in the pasuk l'kachten chamayim rishim, the psulim that are special to lulav and esrog, don't apply b'yom tasheni, where it's only zeichel mikdash. That's the Rashi by us. He says everything that says in pasuk doesn't apply yom tasheni because yom tasheni is only zeichel mikdash. So that's why Rashi takes it for granted. Lachem does. That's why lachem doesn't apply kol shiva, and that's why according to Rashi the din of pre eitz hoder also not kol shiva. Whatever says in the pasuk, the psulim that say in the pasuk, that means the specialized psulim of lulav esrog don't apply according to Rashi in yom tasheni. Why not? So Rashi is madish because it's zeichel mikdash, meaning it's not really mitzvah lulav esrog. It's not really mitzvah dalin midim kol shiva. I think that's the Havan in Rashi. Rashi learns that that lulav esrog kol shiva, it's not a derabbanan dikah mitzvah dalin minim. Then it should have the same rules like Tosis holds. Called the tikkun rabbanan came deraisa tikkun. That's why Tosis holds that mitzvah dalin minim kol shiva is a called the tikkun rabbanan came deraisa tikkun, and therefore it has dinim that are made that were crafted to model dinim of dalin minim. To a certain extent, Tosis makes chilukim when and which. Which dinim yes, which dinim not? I think the thrust of the whole Rashi is that's what Rashi stresses on by us, at the beginning of the parak, that it's a zeichel mikdash. Meaning it's not really mitzvah dalam minim. It's not lekachtem lechem v'yom rishini. It's not kain deraisa. And therefore it doesn't have all the dinim that are in the deraisa of lechem and of pri etz hoder. They take it on a plot because it's a zeichel mikdash. It's a different thing entirely. It's not mitzvah dalam minim. So that being the case, so Rashi wants to preempt that if that's the case, it's only a zeichel mikdash and it's not mitzvah dalet minim. So who says it's a mitzvah at all? So it's a zeichel mikdash. Maybe a zeichel mikdash is altogether not a mitzvah. And if it's altogether not a mitzvah, then it doesn't go into his snar lefon of the mitzvahs. Even the generic din of zekeli v'anvei, his snar lefon of the mitzvahs, was said regarding mitzvahs. Who says that this is a mitzvah? It's a zeichel mikdash. You know, a zeichel mikdash is it's a commemoration. If it's not mitzvah dalet minim, it doesn't have dinim of dalet minim, who says it has dini mitzvah altogether? So that Rashi stresses that's not true. It's still a mitzvah. Rashi by Emes, Rashi the beginning of the parak also stresses that it's still a mitzvah. He says that Rashi by Yos says that Kevin the mitzvah who mishum zeichel mikdash. It's only zeichel mikdash, not dalet minim, but it is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's not mitzvah dalet minim. It's mitzvah mechal deboya drisha. It's a mitzvah tziyani darashemla. Mitzvah to make a zeichel mikdash, but that's also a mitzvah. Rashi here in Lamed Vav maybe is buttressing that. He's saying, after all, you make a mitzvah on it. You make a brach on it. So if you make a brach on it, you see that it is a mitzvah. It's not mitzvah talim minim. It's a mitzvah zeichel mikdash. But it's a mitzvah. And that's what he says again. Ha'lo maske shem shemayim olav. So you need a mitzvah adura, meaning, you see a maske shem shemayim olav. You make a brach on it. You see that it's not stama zeichel mikdash. It's just a commemoration. It's a zeichel mikdash that gets a bracha. The fact that it has a bracha means that it's already a mitzvah. L'inya, that therefore it has to be a mitzvah adur.
It doesn't mean a mitzvah adur, though. I mean, you'd still be yosei on the bracha, even if it's not hither.
No, Rashi doesn't mean that therefore the bracha is possible. Rashi means he wants to bring out that it, from the fact that you make a bracha on it, and you mask Hashem Shemayim on it, so you see that it has gedrei mitzvah. It's a cheftishul mitzvah.
Right, so
because what makes it a chetzishul mitzvah? Not dalai minim. It's a chetzishul mitzvah by warrant to the fact that if I make a bracha on it, it must be a chetzishul mitzvah.
Right, how can you connect because you make a bracha on it, therefore it has to be a mitzvah adur? It has to be a mitzvah stam, even without.
No, every mitzvah has to be there. Once you mask Hashem Shemayim Olav, then it's a mitzvah. And if it's a mitzvah, every mitzvah is mask Hashem Shemayim Olav. Every mitzvah is make a bracha on every mitzvah. Most mitzvah is not a chiddush that can make a bracha on it. It's a mitzvah. But here it's a chiddush. It's really, in a way, not a mitzvah. It's only a zeichel mikdash. But it's a zeichel mikdash on which they were masakin a bracha. A zeichel mikdash on which they were masakin a bracha becomes a mitzvah. Becomes a cheftishal mitzvah. And once it's a cheftishal mitzvah, it has to have a mitzvah. It has to be a mitzvah adur. Because it's a keli ma'adveil. Yeah, okay, before we start, I'll tell you just one last point regarding this Gemara. L'maisa, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, it's a Gemara mufereshes that hodr is not yikol shiva. We have a Gemara Mufresh of Astachar also, but in he just This Rashi connects the two Gemaras. But it says in this Gemara Mufurish that Psulei Hadar Anoya Kol Shim, Psulei Chasar Anat, and Psulei Hadar. So it's explicit in this Gemara, two things. Explicit number one, that it's explicit number one that Hadar is Noya Kol Shiva, which is also an Agamar. Okay, so we have two Gemaras now that Hadar is Noya Kol Shiva. According to Rashi, it sounds like Haley Van Veil. But Lemais, it says in the two Gemaras that Hadar is Noya Kol Shiva. And it's also explicit in this Gemara that Chasar is not Hadar. So the ma'aseh of this gemara is going to be a problem. There are a lot of rishonim who hold that the psul chaser is a psul of hadar, not like Rashi. The Ramban, the Ran, they hold that the psul of chaser is a psul of hadar. Number two, there are a lot of rishonim who hold that the psul of hadar is not noyik kol shiva. The psul of hadar is not noyik kol shiva. The Rambam, the Ramban, the Ran, we haven't gone into the shittas yet, but I'm just letting you know that there are a lot of rishonim who hold that psul of hadar are not noyik kol shiva. What about Agamar? So they talk about Agamar a lot. Like, what do you do with Agamar? Agamar says that Bishlam Yovish bin Hodor Veleka. So it says in Agamar that Psuli Hodor are not Yikol Shiva. So how can you tell me that Psuli Hodor are not Yikol Shiva? So each one of these Rishonim deals with it differently. The Ramban says, we'll see when we get to it, but I'm just telling you. The Ramban says that Agamar is talking, Agamar meaning in the Daf Chavtes, that Agamar is talking B'miktosh. So Psuli Hodor are not Yikol Shiva B'miktosh. But B'gvulim is no Psuli Hodor. And that's where Rav Chanina was matbav b'ochel, because he wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash, he was b'gvul, it was after the Churban altogether. And therefore he was allowed to eat an Esrog Chasser, even though Chasser, according to the Ramban, is a kind of Hadar. A lack of Hadar. Doesn't matter, Psuli Hadar, not Noyik Kol Shiva, except in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ran says a different chiluk. He says, Psuli Hadar, not Noyik Kol Shiva, except for Yavish, because Yavish is like a super lack of Hadar. It's not a normal lack of Hadar, it's something that's like, it's a mace. The Shamis is like a mace in Yahalukah. Says on this, this is a Yavish is a totally bereft of any vestige of Hadar at all. That's possible even in the Rabbanan. But regular Psuli Hadar, like Chasar, are not Noyig Kol Shiva. Like Chasar or Chazosis, they're not Noyig Kol Shiva. The Rambam is taka problematic. The Rambam says that even Yavish is not Noyig Kol Shiva, even in the Mikdash. The Rambam also puts that Yavish is Chasar Kol Shiva, even in the Mikdash. So that's Mamish against Agamar. So I heard him say the Rambam holds Tali in Kaposik Vatani. Agamar holds from Kaposik Vatani, so Hadar must be Noyik Kol Shiva. But the Rambam passes like Shmuel that we don't say Kaposik Vatani. And Gozel is not Kol Shiva, and who had in that Hadar is also not Kol Shiva. Al Kapanim, each one of these Rishonim, I hope to deal with. But Al Kapanim, there's a lot of Rishonim hold. The Psuli Hadar only Noyik Rishon, they're not Noyik Vishani, at least the Gvulim. So what do they do with this Gemara? Here we have a Farish Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that Hadar is Noyik Kol Shiva. And it's interesting, the Rishonim themselves don't talk about it. As far as I know, I mean, maybe somebody talks about it. As far as I know, the only reason why so talks about it is the Rav Yo, who Taka brings your eye from this Gemara, that Hadar is Noyik Kol Shiva. But what, all the other Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim, including the Rambam, hold that Hadar is not Noyik Kol Shiva. How do they read this Gemara? And a lot of Rishonim hold that Chos is Midin Hadar. How do they read this Gemara? This is Beferish, that they're not the same. So the Chayim say maybe a different shot in this Gemara. So what I want to mention now, while we're on the Gemara, so we should be able to reference it later. They read the Gemara now, they're at the Kafesh Tumarim, the Ochlan there. They mostly ask in the Rambam, because the Rambam, everybody has the Rambam. So the Rambam says there's no Hadar Kol Shiva. So they ask in the Rambam, it's a Perish Gemara now. The Gemara over here says that Nikvu Achvarim ain't a Hadar, and the Gemara says, how could that be? It's a Kasha and a Chanina. What's the Kasha? Hadar is only Barishan, not Kol Shiva. So the Chayim say there could be Pshat and the Gemara is altogether different. It's the Perish, not like Rashi. It's a different Mahalach how to read the Gemara. The Gemara is saying like this, that it starts off with that Rav said that Nikvu Achvarim ain't a Hadar. So that the Gemara knew, that Rav is not talking about only Biyom Tavishin. Because if it would only be Biyom Tavishin, so what do you have to come out in the Gvulach Barim? Chosr is possible Biyom Tavishin. The Mishnah says, you know, even with a Machat, if it's Chosr Kolshu, it's possible. So I don't have to forget mice. And if it wouldn't be a mouse, it would be a needle, a surgical procedure. What's the difference? The Esrog is Chosr. So obviously, if Rav said a new Psul of the Gvulach Barim, Ein Zahodar, he didn't mean Biyom Tavishin as Chosr. He must have meant Bishar HaYomim. And Bishar HaYomim is possible. Oh, why is it possible Bishar HaYomim? But Hadar is only Barishan. It must be because it's Mos. Like the Gemara says at the end, that it's Mos. The Gemara didn't do that at the beginning. That it's as Mos. And Mos is a whole different soul. Mos is Akireva Velopechasech. And Mos is a different letter. That you have Kolshim. Mos is not a Psul Hadar. Mos is Mos. That's a Psul Chomer. That's not given in Kolshim. And that's the Gemara understood at the very beginning. That's what Rav meant when he said Ein Zahadar. He didn't mean it's a regular lack of Hadar. He meant that it's a special psul that's Noyik Kol Shiva, that it's Mos. Right, the Gemara, so you're telling me if somebody bit from the Esrog, it's Mos? Rav Chanina was Nafik Ba, And he used to take a bite from Matbul of Anofik. He used to take a bite from the Eshek. How come it wasn't Mos? The Bulach Borim is Mos, so if Chanina took a bite from it, it also should be Mos. So the Gemara answer is no, and Achborim is Mos, so if Chanina is not Mos. If a person takes a bite from it, it's not Mos. If a mouse takes a bite from it, then it's Mos. And that's the whole Gemara. Different Mahalach and the Gemara. So that defangs this whole Gemara. It's not a Gemara about Hodr in the regular sense, and it makes the whole Gemara irrelevant to the discussion of regular Dinei Hodr. It's a Gemara about Mos, which is a whole different thing.
Why can't you say, within the Mahalach that you mentioned, in terms of how to understand Rashi, then if this is just going, this is a parallel to the possibility of Rishonim, can't the other Rishonim, you might just be living in the Amorim on Lamed, who don't hold the Kapasik B'Tani. So they don't hold the Kapasik B'Tani, they don't hold this Gemara either.
So yeah, we don't have to go through each region separately. The Ramban and the Ran, we're really getting ahead of ourselves. I don't have to do the work again, go back to the Gemara again when we come up to it. The Ramban and the Ran are refers going in Agamara of Kapasik B'Tani. Now when Agamara says Kapasik B'Tani and this Pasul Kol Shiva, it doesn't mean the Psulia Hadar and the Kol Shiva in general. It means either B'Mikdosh, according to the Ramban, or it means Yavish, which is a special, total Leah Mesim Yahal Lukah kind of Psul Hadar. But so they're going on Agamara. The Rambam Taka says in the Rambam you could say the Rambam passes against our Gemara. The Rambam says Yovish is kosher kol shiva. It's kosher v'yom tosheni even b'mikdash. It's Rambam against the Gemara in Chavtes. So you have to say the Gemara in Chavtes is going kapasik v'tani, and the Rambam passes against kapasik v'tani. In which case you could say the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav is also against the Rambam, also against kapasik v'tani. Yeah. Actually, the Achayim discussed like why the Ram decide to pass against Kapasik V'Tani. So one of the reasons they say is because of Rav Chanina. Since Rav Chanina was Matbav Ochel, you see that he didn't hold from Kapasik V'Tani. So that only works if you put this Gemara on the side of not holding from Kapasik V'Tani. Okay, anyway, just to know that there's other Mahalchim here in the Gemara besides Rashi. But in Rashi, where Rashi reads this Gemara and the Rav Yoh for that matter, you have a Gemara Mufureshis that Choser is not Midin, not Midin on. Okay, let's take a look at Taisus. The pasuk v'tani leishna v'yom tavishin leishna v'yom tashem. The other tesis, and we'll go back to later. Zot tesis. Mash mu l'dayik midiktani stom v'loy mafuk. Tesis says the pashut of pshat in the Gemara is that the dik of pasuk v'tani is not built on any other inferences, but on the simple bold fact that the Mishnah says stam lulav agozel ayav is puzzle. That implies that it's always possible. Meaning, as opposed to saying that the diak is built on the juxtaposition to Yavesh or some other kind of diak. The simple reading of the Gemara is that the diak is simply from the fact that the Mishnah states boldly and without qualification that Yavesh and Gosul are possible. And based on that, the Gemara is Madaik, Apostle Batani, that it's possible called Shiva. Like Taisis Vitaimo, Harmina Lakamon, Nikiv Achosir called Shu possible. The Mishnah Daflam Adalit says that Chosr is possible, and it's also Kaposik V'Tani. It doesn't say any qualifications. So if we're going to make a Diak of Kaposik V'Tani over here, we should make the same Diak of Kaposik V'Tani over there, and it ought to follow, we ought to be able to be Medayik, that Chosr is possible, even on Yom Tov Sheni. But it's not true. I forgot that Yom Tov Sheni, Chosr, Kamin, and Lekaman, B'Gamar, Devchinin, and Matbavo, V'Nofik, Bo, Umuki, Masnis, and Yom Tov Rishon. And he says the mission is only talking about Yom Tov Rishon. So the kids, sir, that's the subject of this tesis. Agamar says Kaposik V'Tani makes a dig of Kaposik V'Tani, the same dig of Kaposik V'Tani that you have by Gosel and Yavash, you could have by Chosr. The Mishnah says Chosr is possible, it's also Kaposik V'Tani. So how could Rav Chanina be Matbul V'Yochel and say that the Mishnah is only talking about Rishon? What happened to Kaposik V'Tani? So Taisus is going to go through a board of answers that he's not satisfied with. And then Tais is going to give two possible answers that he remains with. We'll read it inside in a minute. But the first, at the end of Tais, the first viable answer Tais is going to give is there Rav Chanina Taka is Chaylik and Kaposik V'Tani. After all, not everybody holds from Kaposik V'Tani. Shmuel doesn't hold from Kaposik V'Tani. So Rav Chanina also doesn't hold from Kaposik V'Tani. And the second answer in Tais is going to be that Kaposik V'Tani, the Gemara is only Medayik in the Reisha, not in the other Mishnayos. The first Mishnah, you have a Kaposik V'Tani. But once the first Mishnah was Kaposik V'Tani, so the other Mishnayos, they followed suit. And there you can't make the deal. But before Taisus gets to those two Teirutsim, Taisus has other Teirutsim that are not going to work out for himself. So what's the first there? This is a suggestion. Maybe the Diyuk of Kapasik V'Tani really is not from the simple fact that the Mishnah says it categorically. That's not a Diyuk. The Mishnah is talking beyond the Frishon. It doesn't necessarily have to be talking about anything more. The Diyuk is from the fact that the Mishnah said Gozel and not Shol. And if the Mishnah was talking beyond the Frishon, it should have said a bigger Chiddush than even Shol is possible because you need Lachem. And of course, this diuk we had in the Gemara itself. Where we have this diuk in the Gemara itself, in the end of the sugya, this diuk was made by whom? As a kasha on Shmuel. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok asked it as a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says the Mishnah is talking only beyom tefrishin. So Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, "Shmuel, how can you say that? We're talking beyom tefrishin. The Rosh says shol." And the Gemara is doicha. Rav is doicha. That's not a raya. The Mishnah says shol gozuli revusa. That I don't say stam zeil yishbaylam. So maybe the Gemara at the very beginning was already going with the digger of Nachman Bar Yitzchok. That maybe this the Karpasik Katani means, because of Nachman Bar Yitzchok's diog, that it didn't say Shol, it said Gosel, it must be talking Kol Shiva. So Tais is not Mashman, it doesn't like that, because HaLakamon B'Soy Pasuk Yadayik of Nachman Bar Yitzchokhi, Aval Hocho Loi Osa Kadayti. The flow of the Sugi is Mashman, that's something that first of Nachman Bar Yitzchok comes up with at the end of the Sugi. Not something that the Gemara already knows now. In other words, it sounds from the Hemshech HaSugi that it's a new Kash that Nachman Bar Yitzchok is asking on Shmuel. If Lechatchila the Gemara's whole agenda was from the kasher of Nachman Bar Yitzchok, so how could Shmuel say that? How could Shmuel ever say the Gemara doesn't sound. Kisa Taisa doesn't sound that way. It sounds like the Gemara was busy just with the mere Kapasik V'Tani, and Shmuel says no, there is no Kapasik V'Tani. It comes along with Nachman Yitzchok, and he has a new kasher and Shmuel that we never thought of before. So Mashmuel the Gemara now doesn't know it. So Taisa therefore rejects this pshat. The Maaser the Ran likes this pshat. The Ran uses it. He doesn't think that this is such an insurmountable objection. The Gemara knew from the very beginning that it's unspoken in the Gemara. It becomes clear in the Gemara later on. You have such sukkahs where it's from the Hemshech HaSugya, you see what was driving the Gemara at the beginning. So the Ran does want to learn that that's Taka the Kapasik V'Tani. Being Mishum Diktani. So now Tais tries another tack. Maybe the Diyuk of Kapasik V'Tani is, again, not from the mere fact that the Mishnah says it, but from the fact that it said Gozel next to Yavesh, and Yavesh is axiomatic that it's Noye Kol Shiva, because everybody knows that Hodor is Kol Shiva. It's the opposite we said in Rashi. In Rashi we said the whole Diyuk that Yavesh is Kol Shiva is only from Kapasik V'Tani. It's not an axiom. Tais is saying maybe it's the other way around. Maybe that's axiomatic that Yavesh is possible Kol Shiva. And it's so axiomatic that from there we're medayik that Gozel must be possible Kol Shiva because the Mishnah says Gozel next to Yavesh. Next to meaning with the same possible. It says Mulul about Gozel by Yavesh possible. So it must be possible in the same time frame. And since Gozel, we all know, is Noyek, I'm sorry, since Yavesh, everybody knows is Noyek Kol Shiva, so Gozel must be Kol Shiva. Tais says that can't be because if you're going to make that kind of deal, you know, just by guilt by association, you know, if Yavesh is Kol Shiva, so Gozel must be Kol Shiva. So you can say the same thing by Chaser. Chanami gabe Nekev, the mission about Nekev and Chaser Kol Shiva, the mission of Chaser, Katoni alo Chazazit, also Chazazit Harubi, the mission of Yom Tesheni, Mishum Hodor. The mission puts in the same word, puzzle, it rolls together, also by Chazazit, and Nekev and Chaser Kol Shiva. So, and Chazazit is a psul of what? Of Hodor, and Hodor. It's like Yavesh, it's a psul of Hodor. I'm sorry. The Mishnah puts together Chaser with Chazazis. And Chazazis is a psul of Hodor. And Hodor we know is Noyek Kol Shiva, like it says in Agamar. So if Yavesh and Hodor is Noyek Kol Shiva, and Chazazis is a psul of Hodor, and it says Chaser together with Chazazis, so then it must be that Chaser is also Noyek Kol Shiva. It's the same. If this is really true, this grammar is true, that whatever the Mishnah puts together in one phrase of puzzle has to have the same time frame. So then we can frame. Then we're back to square one because it puts Chaser together with Hodor as well. Says Taisus Umi Ub Yerushalmi Mashma Tzastim Mishum Chazos Lo Misul Ob Yom Tefishin. Grad in Yerushalmi is Mashma that the Psul of Chazos is Taka only Berishin. The Masik Halo, because the Gemara says on Chazosus, Rav Yitzchak ben Nachman Hashem Rav Shmuel kol ha'psulim einan psulim ela b'yom tovishin bilvad. And it sounds like it's going Chazosus. How do you know what's going on Chazosus? So it's because of the Hemshech. Tamon Amrin, the Mishnah goes, the Bright Yerushalmi goes on and says, Tamon Amrin, Rubai Mitzarechod, that when it says also Chazosus al-Rubai, that means in one place. But if it was in several places, then it doesn't have to be al-Rubai. And Chayt Maiki Rubai, but if it's on top of the Esrei, then even a Miut is considered like a Rav. And Tais explains, Mitzad Echad means behind the Mokim Echad. Mitzad Echad is synonymous with what in the Babli is called Mokim Echad. Damrina Lekamon Gabe Chazosis, which is something that the Babli says Lekabe Chazosis. As Bekitzer, Tais is saying, he's just analyzing Pshat and Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says all these psulim are only Noi Berishim. How do you know what's going on Chazosis? Yerushalmi is hard to know, there's no deeper Maslis. Like, how do you know what's going on? But he says, but look at the Hemshech of Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi goes on and says that it's only possible if it was. If it was b'mokem echon, what the Yishami calls mitzad echon, but he says that's the same as b'mokem echon. But if it was on the chaytom, then it would have the halacha of roiv. Now, we don't know what that's talking about either. But those exact same rules, it says in the Babli l'gabe chazosus. Those are the rules of chazosus. Also chazosus on rubai, says the Gemara that's only b'mokem echon, but if it was shnayim shalosh mekoymos, then it's menumer, and it's possible even if it's not a roiv, and al chaytom ki rubai domi, mamish, all of these rules that Yishami is saying, we don't know on what. In the Bible, we know it's going on Chazosis. So obviously, this is Yerushalmi about Chazosis. And the same Yerushalmi says that it's only Biyom Tefrishin, not Biyom Tefsheni. So you see in the Yerushalmi at least holds that Chazosis is only not Biyom Tefrishin. Which would seem to indicate that Chazosis is only Berishin. Well, if Chazosis is only Berishin, maybe Chaser, which is set together with Chazosis, is also only Berishin. But says Taisis, can't be. Miyo Iyom Rishin Dafka, Al-Kach Chodahu, V'lei Mitzel Ela Mishum Dechoshev Kechoser. If we're going to say that when Yisham, that the psul of Chazos is only Berishin, then it can't be a psul of Hodor, because psul of Hodor are only Noyeg, psul of Hodor rather are Noyeg Kol Shiva. It says in Agamar, psul of Hodor are Noyeg Kol Shiva. So if the Yishami says that Chazos is only Noyeg Berishin, it must be that the Yishami holds that Chazos is not a psul of Hodor, but rather it's a psul of Choser. So Tosfos like Mr. Abakal, he doesn't think that makes any sense, that Chazos is a psul of Choser. Rabbi Kvega says, what do you mean Loi Mistaber? If it's Yerushalmi, it's Yerushalmi. What do you mean Loi Mistaber? It's Yerushalmi. Go do something. It's Yerushalmi. What does this mean? It's Loi Mistaber. He thinks Yerushalmi is wrong. So Rabbi Kvega says, Tais doesn't mean that. Tais means that the Yerushalmi holds it's a psul of Hodor. Tais is not Mistaber, it's a psul of Chosur. It's about a psul of Hodor. So maybe the Yerushalmi holds it. Hodor is only Berishan. But then it's not like the Babli. In other words, if you want to reconcile the Babli and the Yerushalmi, you would have to say that Chazosus, in the Babli we know that Hodor is called Shiva. Chosur is only Berishan, but Hodor is called Shiva. If you want to, the Babli says that Chazosus is only Berishan. So maybe the Yerushalmi is Chaylik on the Babli, but then the Yerushalmi is not of any use to us for our concerns right now. If you want to make use of the Yerushalmi, you're going to have to reconcile the Babli to the Yerushalmi. The only way to do that is to say that Chazosus is not a psul of Hodor, but rather a psul of Chosur. So then the Yishami would stim with the Babli. Yishami says only Berishan. Yeah, because Chosur is only Berishan. I tell you, that's not Mistabit. Chazos is a Psul of Chosur. So therefore, we're back to square one. That means I don't understand how Tosis could have entertained for a minute the notion that Chazos is a Psul of Chosur. Tosis says it's not Mistabit. How could it be a Psul of Chosur? Chosur is Kolshul. Chazos is you have to have a Luba. If Chazosis is not a psul of Hodor, it's a psul of Chosur. Because somehow the place that has the Chazosis is like, you know, eaten away. And we look at it as not being, you know, the Esrig, over there the Esrig is gone. And all you have is this growth. So then it should be even a Kolshul, because the psul of Chosur is the Kolshul. And the Mishnah is the fair, so also Chazosis is al-Ruba. So maybe that's what Tosis means, Le-Mistabra Klal. That's more than Le-Mistabra Klal. Chari Le-Mistabra Klal, Tosis saying in Sfar, he doesn't think Chazosis is Chosur. It's nishtana mareu. It's not holder, but it doesn't. He doesn't feel, you know, intuitively. Tosis intuits that chazosus is not chosur. Tosis is there stronger. It has different rules. It doesn't have chosur is bekolshu, and here it's beruvay. Obviously, it's a different kind of soul. I don't know what to do with that. Our component Tosis is doicha this All of Soviet, so all of, none of these Tirutzim have panned out. Taisus tried three different. The basic problem was, why don't we say Kapasuk V'tani by Chaser? Rav Chanina says Chaser is only Berishon. The Mishnah says Chaser, Rav Chanina says that's only Berishon. What happened to Kapasuk V'tani? So Taisus wanted to be Maisi Kapasuk V'tani Mipshutin. The Kapasuk V'tani, there's no real Kapasuk V'tani. The Kapasuk V'tani in Agamara is based on other kinds of diukim. Maybe it's based on the diuk of that it's it didn't say Shaul. That can't be. That's only the end of the Gemara. Maybe it's based on the juxtaposition to Yovesh. Well, that doesn't help. There in Chaser is juxtaposed to Chazazah, so that's not going to really get you anywhere. So all of these. So Bekitzer. So now we're back to square one. So there's a Kapasik V'tani. What do you do with the Gemara later on? What do you do with Rav Chanina? So Tosis answers V'yishleimar the first parents. The Rav Chanina less lehi Kapasik V'tani. Rav Chanina doesn't hold from Kapasik V'tani. We know that there are people who chayla can kapasik v'tani. So Rav Chanina, who says that chaser is kosher b'shar yomim, and the Mishnah of chaser is only berishon, he doesn't hold from kapasik v'tani. Now, that means that our Gemara that does hold from kapasik v'tani. What is Agamar going to hold about Chasa? Agamar does say Kapasik V'tani. What's it going to have to hold regarding Chasa? Chol Shiva. If you hold from Kapasik V'tani, then you hold from Kapasik V'tani, and Chasa will be possible Chol Shiva, not like Rabbi, not like Avchanina. So it's interesting. The next Taisus, I saw the next Taisus, right? In the next Taisus is busy. Which Psulim and Ayubu, what's the logic? What's the rhyme or reason? Which psulim are noig only berishin, which are noig kol shiva? And the way Taisus categorizes, he says lachem is only berishin, and chaser is only berishin, and hadar is kol shiva. So what's the scheme of it? Feed this Taisus and Taisus. That's not true. Agamor that says that hadar is kol shiva holds that chaser is also kol shiva. Rav Chanina says that chaser is only berishin. We don't know what he holds about hadar. For we know he mailed that hadar is only berishin. Well, maybe not the sugi, but Rashi learns that sugi is medrash, but Hadar is b'shiva, even according to Rav Chanina. That would maybe depend on how to read that sugi, like Rashi or the Kapas tomorrow. But upon him, you can't say categorically that Chaser, according to our Gemara, that Chaser is possible kol shiva. So Hadar, that according to our Gemara, that Hadar is possible kol shiva, that's built on Kapasik V'tani, so Chaser is also. Because what I'm saying is, the next Taisus assumes not like this Teretz. This Teretz says that according to our Gemara, that Hadar is possible kol shiva, then Chaser is also possible kol shiva. And Rav Chanina says that Chaser is possible only Berishon, we don't know for sure what he holds about Hadar. Rav Chanina really doesn't talk about what's the din by Hadar. Again, it depends a little bit what's Pshat in that Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav with Nikbu Achbarim. Do you read it like Rashi? Do you read it like the Kapis Tamarim? You know, if you read it like Rashi, then it says in that Gemara that Chaser is only Berishon, but Hadar is called Shiva. I don't know if Taisus read that Gemara like Rashi. But certainly this is the first step. So what Rav Chanina holds about Hadar, it's hard to know. But certainly, according to Taisus, Agamara holds that Chaser is possible kol shiva. So the next Taisus that takes for granted that Hadar that Hadar is the kol shiva is on the side of is from the kol shiva psulim, and Chaser is on the Biyom Arishim psulim, and he seems to assume that everybody agrees to that. That's like the that's going to be like the next Taisus in Taisus, which is Inami. Bereshit the Mishnah Shayach Ladaktik Mitotani Stam Alei Maflik. Have a cool Acharini. I did a Maflik Bereshit the Maflik B'Seif of Shana Dvar Stam Maflik Pishyesh Lechala. Taisus Inami that maybe Rav Chanina also some Kapasik V'Tani, but Kapasik V'Tani is only the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah, you know, if we wanted to make Chilukim, we should have made Chilukim. But once the first Mishnah didn't make Chilukim because the first Mishnah is Takkal Shiva, so the other Mishnahs already follow suit, and you can't over there be Medayik in each case Kapasik V'Tani. So if that's the case, we don't have to make any Machlokes over here. And Agamor could agree to Rav Chanina that Chaser is only Rishon, and that's how the next Taisus assumes that Agamar and Rav Chanina are on the same page. But I want to ask now, because going back to the first Taisus and Taisus, so according to the first Taisus and Taisus, Agamar is Chayuk and Rav Chanina, and Agamar says that Chaser, Agamar holds Kapasik V'Tani. If Kapasik V'Tani, then not only is Yovish Pasul Kol Shiva and Gozel Pasul Kol Shiva, but Chaser, which is also a Mishnah, is also going to have to be Pasul Kol Shiva. It's a little bit strange. Lachem is, of course, only Berishon. And that's the subject of the next Taisus. The next Tosfos asks, how come Lechem is only Berishin and the other Psalm and Hodor is called Shiva? So Tosfos in the next Dibur, Tosfos has a theory to account for all of these Chilukim. He says, first of all, he says that Yom Tov Sheni means you've been outside the Beis Hamikdash, which only the Rabbanan, and therefore the issue is to what extent were they misakin ke'en de'irais. So Tosfos says that Lachem, which is not basic to the, he says like this, Lekicha Tama, that you need to have all Dalad Minim. Right, he talks later on about Lekicha Tama, because there's more things on the list. Besides Lachem and Hodr and Choser, there's also Lekicha Tama, the Dalad Minim Ma'akiv, and that that one person can't take a little bit of essay to invite the other people. There's a lot of halachas over here. And those halachas are called Shiva. You know, the din that you need Dalad Minim and the Ma'akim Zedzeh, and the din that you need Lekicha L'chol Echad Ve'echad, each person has to do it themselves. You know, not have like the rabbi do it for everybody. So that's called Shiva. The din of Lachem is only Bereshin. The din of Hador is called Shiva. The din of Chaser is only Bereshin. So Tosfos, what's the rhyme or reason? So basically, the next verse says that it goes with Kol D'Tikun Rabban and Kein D'Raisa Tikun. So those things that are fundamental to the Tzur of the Mitzvah, that it's Dalad Minim, that it's the Kikul Kol Echad Ve'echad, that they were Misachin Kein D'Raisa. Those things that are just Psulim in that Sad, like Lachem, that they didn't make Kein D'Raisa. Then he says, but what about Hodor? How come Hodor is called Shiva? So he just says, well, since there's a concept of Zekeli Van Meyu out there in the world, even though it's not a Psul, but there's a concept of Zekeli Van Meyu out there in the world, so therefore, they made, even Kol Shiva, they made Ke'en Derais that you need to have Hodor. It's a strange thing, that's what he said. So that's basically Tosfos' scheme. Within that scheme, that's the only scheme that Tosfos gives us. Within that scheme, so Choser Avada should only be Berishon, which is what Tosfos says in the next Tosfos. There's no reason that Choser should be different than Lachem. Right? Mela Hodor. He says, well, it was like Kaili, we had a veil, that's enough reason to say Kain Deraisa. Hodor could be called Shiva. But Choser, Tosfos doesn't see any reason to be Mechalek between Choser and Lachem. And if Lachem is only Berishon, then Choser is only Berishon. That's the next Tosfos. So I'm asking, what about according to this first Teretz and Tosfos over here? According to the first Teretz and Tosfos over here, our Gemara holds, Kaposik Vitani, that Choser is possible called Shiva. But Lachem is only Berishon. What's the difference between Lachem and Choser? It's not just, the point that I'm making is that the next deeper in Tosfos, it's not just that Tosfos talks in terms of the second Eretz. You know, Kilo, you know, his frame of discourse is the second Eretz. It's deeper than that. The question that Tosfos asks over there, how come Lechem is only Berishon, and Hodor is called Shiva, that's Tosfos' basic problem. The Eretz that he says works for Hodor, it doesn't work for Choser. So, according to the first deeper in Tosfos in this Tosfos, according to the first Teretz in this Tosfos, that according to our Gemara of Kaposik Betoni, there's a psul Choser called Shiva. So that we have it. So the question now presents itself: why should Choser be possible called Shiva when Lachem is only Berishon? And there's nothing in the next Tosfos to answer that problem, because the next Tosfos, when Tosfos discusses which things are Berishon and which things are called Shiva, all he gives us is a tool to understand why Lachem could be Berishon and Hodor could be called Shiva. Because Hodor is parallel to Zekeli Ba'aveh. But Tosfos does not have any explanation of why Lachem should be Berishon and Chaser should be called Shiva. But according to this Tosfos, according to the first Teretz in this Tosfos, Rav Chanina tackles Chaser is only Berishon. But Agamar holds that Chaser is called Shiva. Why is it different than Lachem?
Wouldn't, outside of the Teretz Tosfos gives second Tosfos,
so that the next Tosfos explains, because that's called the Tikkun. That has to do with the Tzur of the Mitzvah itself. No, it's that Tosfos deals with.
But we obviously have to be speaking outside of this Teretz and Tosfos. I mean, that's not
yes, so that's what I'm saying. What is this Teretz and Tosfos? It's strange in the Hemshech of Tosfos. Tosfos here says two Tirutzim. Assuming that these two Tosfos in, you know, were penned by the same Baal Tosfos, right? That everything here is coming out of the same Baal Tosfos. Right, let's assume nothing here is a gloss, nothing here is a different reason. This is Tosfos talking throughout. So it's such a strange thing. Tosfos gives two tirutzim about in the Kaposik Vitani, based on which we have two different results. According to the first Teretz, Agamar holds that Choser is possible called Shiva. According to the second Teretz in Tosfos, Agamar agrees to Rav Chanina that Choser is only Berishon. And then the next Tosfos, starts to ask what's the rhyme, what's the reason? Hakam Hadar is called Shiva, and Chas is only Berishan, and Lechem is only Berishan, but Dalad Midim Akvim is called Shiva. And Tosfos gives a teretz, he gives a mahalach, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun, and therefore Lekicha L'Kolechad Ve'Echad, that's basic to the Kein Deraisa, and Dalad Midim Akvim is basic to the Takana Deraisa. But Lachem is an extra din that they didn't build into the Rabbanon, and Chaser is an extra din they didn't build into the Rabbanon, and Hadar is also an extra din, but it's similar to Zakei Levi Anameo, so that they did build into the Rabbanon. That's the whole Tosfos. Like, he ignores the first Teretz over here. What happened to the first Teretz in Tosfos? According to the first Teretz in Tosfos, there's a loose thread. According to the first Teretz in Tosfos, Ar Gemara holds that Chaser is called Shiva. So why is that? Why is that different than Lachem? Why didn't the next Tosfos address that? So, of course, the next time, if it would just be, you know, originally I just asked that the next Tosfos talks in terms of the second Tosfos. Okay, you know, maybe we're supposed to translate that for the, you know, Tosfos doesn't do the work for us to translate how that's going to work for the first Tosfos. But it's much worse than that. According to the first Tosfos, the second Tosfos doesn't really answer the problems. So how come Tosfos doesn't talk about that? I don't know where to start. Just go left to right. Yeah,
could it be, it's very self-consistent, but the first Tosfos of Holy Kimishon already quoted that Chaser is because of Hadar.
I think that's the answer. I think that the Hechuk have to say that according to the first Tosfos over here, Chaser is a Psul Hadar. The only reason why the next Tosfos assumes that Chaser is not a Psul Hadar, the next Tosfos assumes, takes for granted, that Chaser is not a Psul Hadar. It's a Psul of Lekicha Tam. The Maaseh in the line of Rishonim say it's not true. Chaser is a Psul Hadar. It's no Gemara. There's no Gemara that says that Chaser is Midin Lekicha Tam. We have it in Rashi. It's not a Gemara anywhere. You have Lekicha Tam for other things. But that Chaser is a Psul of Lekicha Tam is not a Gemara. So why does the next deeper in Tosfos assume that Chaser is not synonymous with Hadar? Where do you get that from? Where do you get it from? How does the next place know that Chaser is not a Psul of Hadar? What? From the fact that they have different rules. You see that Chaser, Chanina tells me it's only Berishan, and you see that Hadar, Agamar tells me it's called Shiva, obviously they must be different things. But that whole Hechrich is only if you assume that Agamar agrees to Rav Chanina. So Agamar says Chaser is called that Hadar is called Shiva. Rav Chanina says that Hadar that Chaser is only Berishan. So obviously Chaser and Hadar are not the same. So that's what the next Tosfos assumes, because the next Tosfos is working in the framework of the second Teretz. But we have to understand on our own that if you hold that Agamar is Chaylik and Rav Chanina, and Rav Chanina doesn't hold from Kaposik Vitani, and Agamar doesn't hold from Rav Chanina, then Agamar that says that Hadar is called Shiva holds that Chaser is called Shiva. And Rav Chanina, who doesn't hold from Kaposik Vitani, and he says that Chaser is only Berishan, could hold that Hadar is only Berishan. And I learned the Gemara like the Kapha Smar. In which case, so then there's no such thing as Chaser. All there is Hadar. And Hadar, according to Agamar, is Noyik Kol Shiva, and according to Rav Chanina, is only Noyik Berishan. And that's fine with the next Tosfos. Because the next Tosfos says that basically, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. So, the Lekicha L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad, and Dalad Minim Akhtam says that's built into the Rabbanon. But extraneous Dinim like Lechem are not built into the Rabbanon. And really, Hadar should also not be built into the Rabbanon, but since it has an analog in Zek, Heli, Vian, Veyu, so Agamara holds that they built Hadar into the Rabbanon too. And Rav Chanina holds that the way. And Rav Chanina holds that Zek, Heli, that Hadar was not built into the Rabbanon. That's fine. It's anyway like a little bit outside of the, you know, Hadar really should not be in the Rabbanon. It should be like Rechem. But Taisa says, yeah, but it's like Zek, Heli, Vian, Veyu. Okay, Rav Chanina doesn't hold that way. Rav Chanina holds no. It's an extra din. It's like Lechem, so they didn't build Hadar into the thing. I think that's a plain pshat. And look, I'll tell you, we could scrounge around in Rishonim, and maybe we could find other distinctions between Lechem and Chaser. Ritva, we could find, but in the universe of Tosfos, again, I don't think this first Teretz in Tosfos is some like other Rishon. It's all Tosfos talking. So, in the universe of Tosfos, we have to work with what Tosfos gives us, with the raw material that Tosfos gives us. There's no makim lechalak between lechem and chaser as an independent psul. If lechem is only berishan, then chaser should also only be berishan, which is what the next Tosfos says. What about this Tosfos? This Tosfos says that has it sad. The first Tosfos in Tosfos that according to Agamara, chaser is pasul kol shiva. No problem. If chaser is pasul kol shiva, it's a sub psul of hoda. And it's a psul of Hadar, then whatever Tosfos later on about Hadar works for Chaser as well. What?
Have you ever
which says that Shaul is not.
According to the which text? According to
the first text that Pasuk Tani is arguing.
But Agamar, which is the Pasuk Tani, says Lechem is only version.
Says
it's only version. Yeah, that's the whole Gemara. Bishnu Mayovish, being Nahad Oleka, but Gozel, it says Lechem, it's only the Lechem Yamarishim. Okay, it's good. I think it's good. Let's go back to start the next places. Being Nahad Oleka. Mashma the Pshitla Yibin Hadu the Kuliyame. Velachem Yishalachem Le Mesukim Ela Biyom Tefishin. Vechenu Lekachtim the Matinu Mechoser the Binu Lekichat Hamu Le Mesul Biyom Tefishin Kira Minu Lekaman Pekinu Lekinu Mat Le Biyom Tefishin Even Ofik Bey. Vetema Mashma Zem Yizeh. Kitzit, we have an Agamara that Lechem is only Berishin and Avchanina says that Choser is only Berishin. But on the other hand, it says in Agamara that Hadr is called Shiva. I think it's a Ksas deal. When Tosfos wants to prove that Hadr is called Shiva, so he says, because it's Mashman Agamara, that it's Pashut to us that Lachem is called Shiva. What does he mean? Mashma de pshitale to be in the hadal kuliyam. What does he want with that hadgosh? Mashma de pshitale. You say mashma. What's mashma de pshitale? I think the pshitale he means lapuki. What we said in Rashi, that it just comes out of kapasik v'tani. It's not just something that the Mishnah is machir from kapasik v'tani. The mashmois lingamar is it's a double poshut that a hadal is called shiva. It's not only lemanda omer kapasik v'tani. It's an axiom the Gemara takes for granted that of course hadal is called shiva. Which strengthens the kasha. There's no room to say that Yechanin is chayla. But why didn't Taisa quote the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav? The Gemara Daf Lamed Vav says Beferish that Hadr is called Shiva. Why didn't I quote this Gemara? She quoted the Gemara later on, Daf Lamed Vav, by Nikbu Achbar, that says also that Hadr is called Shiva. I think it's maybe Sasra Glayim Ladova that Tosfos reads the Gemara over there in Lamadova like the Kapas tomorrow, not like Rashi. Okay, anyway, not a major point. Let's see about it. So Tosfos says, "V'teima Maishna Zemi said, why these distinctions? Hakulu b'hadi hadodik sivi b'chadko l'kachton chem yomerishin priyetz hada." So that's one possible. V'imishum the Mashmalei dahani. Diksivi mekami biyamarishin alokaimi avalahodor basri ksiv. Maybe we could say that the division is in the pasuk itself. It says ulakatim lachem biyamarishin creates hodor v'kafes torah v'anafet zadois v'arvin achalus machtim v'yashodim lachem from shivas yomer. So maybe we have to read the pasuk ilu. Everything that's before biyamarishin is qualified by biyamarishin, and everything that's after biyamarishin That's already the Shivas Yomim. So maybe we can, in the grammar of the Pasuk itself, maybe we could see distinctions. Father, Rabbi Kreger says, just Pasuk Chat and Tosfos. At this point, Tosfos is learning that when we talk about over here Yom Tov Sheni, we're not talking only Begulim. Because if we were only talking Begulim, then the place to look is not in the Pasuk. At this point, Tosfos thinks that these are Chilukim that come out of the grammar of the Pasuk, and if that's the case, they're Chilukim that are even B'Mikdosh. There's B'Yom Rishon and the Shivas Yomim. Later on, in Taisha's Terrace, it's going to be Mechadish that the Chilukim here are not based on Mikdash the Kechilukim, they're not the Raisa the Kechilukim, that they're Abonin the Kechilukim. When we say called the Tikkun Rabbanan came, they're Raisa Tikkun. And in the Mikdash, all the Psalm will apply. But at this stage, Taisha thinks that we're talking here the Raisa the distinction. But Taisha says, Akati Koshi, it doesn't work. Midechsev, because from the same Pasuk of Lakachtim, from the first word in the Pasuk of Lakachtim, we also learn that halachas. The Dashina Bakayim is Rabbah. The arba minim shibaluluf ma'akvin zezeh the vinu l'kichat hamam. The more darshins of menachas that from the pasuk of l'kachtem we darshin kilo it's a contraction of l'kichat hamam. Like l'ksavtem we have by tefillin k'sivat hamam we have in Shabbos. We have already a connection to Shabbos. I don't know how much mitzvah b'aver we're going to get to before the end of the semester, but at least we connect with here l'kichat hamam. So So that's halacha. We need mitzvah makan zeze. And then another halacha we're going to have from this pasuk will be shili pirkin of reish lulav arava. That she nani midiksev lekachtem lashon rabim telekicha lekol echad veechad. I mean, they like Sibyl Lakachta, Lashon Yachid. Kekhdashin and Perakab Yishmael, Sphere Lakal Echad Echad, we see with Sfar 10. Hala Rikhus, I don't know why he needs the Hala Rikhus. Then came Bashar Yamim, Tiski Bimin Echad, Ulubikicha Shal Echad Bashul Kulam. If you're going to say that that's how the Pasuk divides, then it's going to kind of come out that Bashar Yamim, Ulakachtim is only Biyamarishan. And from Lakachtim, we're going to have not only Lachem, we're going to have from Lakachtim two fundamental halachas, that Alamina Marakim says that. And that you need a lekicha lekol echad ve'echad. So it'll come out. It'll come out that b'shar hayomim, you don't need dalminim being ma'akim zeze. It'll be tiski b'min echad, and you don't need lekicha lekol echad ve'echad. You could have a lekicha shel echad b'shvil kulam. And tell me, that's pasuk to Tosfos. That can't be. Tosfos takes for granted. It's inconceivable that b'shar hayomim, you should not have these dinim of lekicha tam. That you shouldn't need dalminim ma'akim zeze, and you shouldn't need lekicha lekol echad ve'echad. Can't go into Zion, can't be. Interesting. Interestingly, the Rav Yoh in the end of Tov Reish Tzadik Zion, he brings from the Rimi Orleans, the Rav Yaakov Orleans, who said that B'shar HaYomim, the Dalim Minim Ataka not makim each other. He said the same way B'shar HaMinim Choser is Kosher because you don't need the Kichatama. So who had din? You don't need the kichatama. There's no din of dal minim akum zeze, and therefore he says the halacha lemaisa that if you can't find an esrog, sometimes the esrog was hard. They could only find a lulav and adas and arava. So the first day is nothing, but the other days you should take the three minim and make a bracha because the din of the dal minim akum zeze, which is lintat from the kichatama, is only berishin and it's not b'shar yom. And then he goes on. He says, and not only that he says for sure of Yaakov Merlin's. And then he says, "V'rafi b'yodei." He was a little bit less sure, but he also at least entertained. In b'shar hayomim yochel echad lahoitzi es chaveroi v'lo yitzarach l'kichol kol echad ve'echad. That maybe b'shar hayomim you don't need l'kichol kol echad ve'echad either. It's not that echad is echad yochel lahoitzi es chaveroi. For some reason, that he was less sure about. That needs a husband. Why one was more palatable to him than the other? And the Rav Yoh doesn't like it himself, but he quotes from Rav Yaakov Merlin's. So it's an interesting thing. What to Tosfos was inconceivable, Rav Yaakov Merlin's hell is taka true. The b'shar yomim, there's no din that dal minim ma'akin says there, and there's no din that you need l'kichol kol echad ve'echad. So haledavu, why was it so inconceivable to Tosfos, and it was quite conceivable to Rav Yaakov Merlin's? That's a question. And I'm going to leave the question for tomorrow. But let me just point out another deal. You want to ask me?
Just a quick question. When you say you don't
need to call it the Kichol Echad Ve'echad, then that's another deal. The Chorin is there's Chilukim L'Shoynes here. First of all, L'Gabi L'Kichol Kol Echad Ve'echad. What does that mean, L'Kichol Kol Echad Ve'echad? What would be if it didn't say L'Kichol Tama and you didn't need L'Kichol Kol Echad Ve'echad? So what would it look like? Like what I would take a little bit of you and you would listen to me and you're like, well, what would it, exactly, how would it work? So the Chasam Sofer says, it can't mean that I could be made to you a little bit of. He says, it's a mitzvah shiva gufa. I can't be made. I don't need a pasuk like tefillin. I need a pasuk that I can't be made to you in tefillin. It's a mitzvah shiva gufa. Can't be. He says that what it would be, what would have been is that it would be like tekiya shofar b'yovel. Based in Blow Shofar, and they're Moshe Klal Yisrael. It would be lechatchila a mitzvah on based in to be noit the lulav esrog on behalf of everybody. But not that I would be made to you. Doesn't make any sense. And I think Tosfos is doing that way, because Tosfos says that it would be lekicha shel echad b'shul kulam. Without lekicha tama, it would be lekichas echad b'shul kulam. One person would take lulav esrog for the whole Klal Yisrael, like by Yovel. You know, the based in blows for the whole Klal Yisrael. The lashon of the Yaakov Merlin's that the Rav Yoh quotes is Rafia Biyodi. He wasn't sure b'shar yomim if yochel echad lahaitzi es chaveri v'lo yitzarach l'kicha l'kol echad ve'echad. It's mashmin Rav Yaakov Merlin's that without l'kicha tama it would be that I, not that one person would go for l'kai yisrael, but I could be made to you. Now with what? With what mechanism would I be made to you in lulav esrog? It's not shomei kaim. words, I don't have any other mechanism. It needs a mechanism. How could I be mitzvah in the lulav asher? Mustami means I can make you a shliach. The Chasam Sofer doesn't think that that's possible because it's the mitzvah shivagufa, and that maybe needs a hezbetul. But the point is, meduyik here that Tosus and Rabbi Yaakov Mirlin, they had a different conception of what l'kichatama l'kich l'korecha v'echad is telling me. Tosus thinks like the Chasam Sofer. Tosus holds that it's telling me that it's not echad b'shul kulam. It's not a mitzvah in basin. It's a mitzvah korecha v'echad. And the Rabbi Yaakov Mirlin, it's mashma that he understood l'kich l'korecha v'echad means that I can't be mitzvah, I can't make you a shliach. That's one chiluk. There's another strange thing. What about this din of Dalai Minim Ma'akman Zeser? So what would be the halacha if Dalai Minim would not be Ma'akman Zeser? Without Lekichatama, Dalai Minim would not be Ma'akman Zeser. So what would that mean? That you don't have to take Dalai Minim? What would the world look like if it hadn't said Lekichatama and there was no din of Dalai Minim Ma'akman Zeser? The Tishtin in Menachos talks about things that are Ma'akman Zeser and not Ma'akman Zeser. Tefillin are not Ma'akman Zeser. Tefillin Shoyan and Tefillin Shoyan are not Ma'akman Zeser. If you have tefillin shel yad, and you don't have tefillin shel reish, but tefillin shel yad. Dalet tzitzis and ma'akman zeser. It's a package deal. If you don't have four, you only have three, you don't do anything. It's just dalet minim and ma'akman zeser. So what does it mean dalet minim and ma'akman zeser? What if they were not be ma'akman? What would be the halacha dalet minim and not ma'akman zeser? Would that mean you don't have to put, you don't have to take dalet minim? What would it mean? Of course you have to take dalet minim. It's tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel reish, how can that ma'akman zeser? Does that mean you don't have to put on tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel reish? Of course, you have to put in tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel reish. What does it mean they're not ma'akev? It means that if you don't have both, you put on what you have. It's not all or nothing. There's a mitzvah to put on tefillin shel yad, and there's a separate mitzvah to put on tefillin shel reish. And if you have one, not the other, you do the mitzvah that you have. So dalet minim without the pasuk of l'kichatama would be like that, pashtus. That if I only had three out of the four minim, I would take the three out of the four that I have. Whereas now that they're ma'akev and zeseh, it's a package deal. If you don't have all four minim, then you don't do anything. And that's what Duyik and Rabbi Yaakov Mirlin is. That's what he says. He says that B'shar Yomim, where there is no din of Lekichatama, so if you can't find an Esrig, you take the other three Minim. He didn't say that the other Yomim, you don't need to have an Esrig. Even if they're not Ma'akvin Zed says, so they're four separate mitzvahs, but they're four separate mitzvahs, you're supposed to do all four. He just said, but they're not, they don't entail, it's not a package deal. If you have three without the four, then you have three mitzvahs, and you're missing the fourth mitzvah. At least do as much as you have, which whereas the first day is nothing. The three without the four is nothing. But what's Taisa's lashon? Taisa says that if there will be no din l'kichatam b'shar yom, so what's Taisa's lashon? Tiski b'min echad. Should be enough to take one min. What do you mean? It's enough to take one min? It's never enough to take one min. Even without l'kichatam, it's not enough to take one min. The din would be that if you don't have all four, you would take the three that you have. So much. I don't know how Taisa exactly needs a hezbro over here. What Taisa seems to have had a different understanding of this, of what l'kichatam is doing over here. Sounds like in Taisa, he's a husband, the Gemara Menachos, I don't know exactly how it works, but it sounds like Taisa holds without l'kichatama, you would only be mechuyev to take one min. The Torah would be saying, take a lulav, or an esrog, or a hadas, or an arava, whichever one you want, but any one is good. Pick a min, any min, it's fine. And then l'kichatama says, no, you have to take all four. But without l'kichatama, if b'shar yom, there'd be no l'kichatama, then you would take one out of the four. Right, so it's talking. Maybe tiski b'menechad means if you only have one, at least take that one. Yeah, that could be, but it's a plain sense of but the plain sense of Tosfos. Again, it's shver in the Gemara Menachos. I don't know how we have to figure out how he read the Gemara Menachos. But it sounds like Tosfos holds that without l'kichatama, there would taka be tiski b'menechad. So we should think this through. You know, what's the difference? Why Tosfos held that it's inconceivable b'shar yom these dinim are not noig, and Rabbi Yaakov Mirlin holds that it's quite conceivable that these dinim are taka not noig b'shar yom. At the same time, think it out. You know, why you have these? That seems that between Tosfos and Rabbi Yaakov Mirlin, they seem to be arguing also about what l'kichatam exactly is telling me. I want to think about that as well. And is there a connection between the two issues? Why by Rakab Milinis it was inconceivable, it was inconceivable that B'shar Yom and these dinim are not noyeg, and by Rakab Milinis it was quite conceivable that they're not noyeg. You know, maybe it has to do with what these dinim actually are. So that I'm going to leave to the to think about here.
Isn't the whole reason Moses brought the Raya from Spiros of Omer to justify his attack on Yaakov? Because, in other words, Spira by Yovel is then on base things.
Okay.
So Moses is saying that the Havamina by Spiros HaOmer, just like by, let's say, Spiros Yovel, of the Shanim of Yovel would be that Beis Din does it. So those are the same. Similar, we have a parallel drasha by Lulav that you would think.
Yeah, maybe that's what he means. Sorry, maybe that's what he means. That's what he's bringing out. What would be without Lekiyachol Kolecha Vechad? Would be Beis Din for everybody.
Okay.